Yeah.
Okay, Rabosai. I want to talk a little today about Suffolk Bia. Right, let's review this Mishnah from Taros that's quoted in our Gemara. Right, Suffolk also of Global,
Hangu,
Futra, Dear Rabbi Yezer, Dear Rabbi.
This is 8 o'clock. Okay, I have to go.
Okay. Point to the very letter of Bonnet about Suffolk Bia. What's the case of the Bika? It's not a Nicholas the Bika, but also like Shama Thomas de Plonis. You're going to a Bika. A Bika is clearly, a Lukuli Alma, is a big, like, valley, as it were, a plain, an area with a lot of fields. And there's Tumah in one field. You don't know if you went into the field of the Tumah or not. Rabbi Eliezer retire. The Chum Metamin. Show you Rabbi Eliezer. Omer Suffolk Bia Tahor, while Suffolk Maga Tumah is Tumah. Right, there's obviously no Rishayah. Right, that's why it starts out with being also a shaman, because the Bika and Yimos Hacham is Rishayah, because everyone walks there, and Yimos like shaman, which is when the crops are growing, no one's allowed to walk there, so it's Rishayah. And the Chacham disagree. So the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer argue about something called Suffolk Bia. Truth is that what the Chacham holds is not 100% clear, but one thing is clear. Rabbi Eliezer holds Suffolk Bia is Tahar. The question is, what is the nature of this Suffolk Bia? That Rabbi Eliezer is Matavi. What is this Suffolk Bia? And why is he Matahir? So here, there are two basic drachim. According to Rashi here and Tosfos, what does Suffolk Bia mean? Rashi and Tosfos here, and others obviously. What? Sveik Sveika. Rashi and Tosfos say Suffolk Bia means Sveik Sveika. The sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that. Sveik Sveika of Toma Bir Shos Ha. Sveik Sveika of Toma. Bir Shus Hayachid is Tahor. After all, we learned from Sota that Suffolk Tamar Bir Shus Hayachid is Tame. But we don't necessarily know anything about Sveik Sveika. We only know about Suffolk. So Eliezer holds Sveik Sveika is Tahor. So let's just try to get this shot down. What is the... Suffolk Bia. What does Rabbi Eliezer mean when he says Suffolk Bia is Tahor? So, Rashi and Tosos here, the Balamor also sounds that way, right? So if you look at the Balamor in the back, he doesn't give you a full explanation. Rashi is very clear. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Eliezer lo chashev le Suffolk Tomel kein nichlus asadav al en yodem hehil. In love, Hashem like Sveik Sveika. He says that Sveik Sveika. Why is it Sveik Sveika? Maybe you went to that field. Maybe you didn't. Even if you went to that field, maybe you walked over or touched the Toma. Maybe you didn't. So it is a Sveik Sveika. Tosa says the same thing. Dibra Masal Suffolk Miatar Peir Shri Dibis Sveik Sveika Pliki V'Chein Peir Shmei Notam B'Maseches Avodah Zarah Perik Basra. Okay, Aval Rashi over there is different. The Balamor sounds the same. Sounds like the same thing. The Balamor in the back here says, he doesn't say terribly much, but about this, he only says a little, but what he does say is, sorry if I can find the right part of the Balamor. Suffolk also filol hainu bika came to equal fun of shtei batim echabad b'yashun batim havali trace veiki. Trace Sveiki. Okay, clearly he's dealing with a Sveik Sveika, the Maram Kolava, who I don't think I put on this Makor Shi, says the same thing. Okay, and the Rashbam in Baba Basra. Right? That's clearly what the Rashbam in Baba Basra is holding. If you look at the Rashbam in Baba Basra, what does he say? He says, give me a second. So one general mahalach is Rashi, the Rashbam, the Ri, Rabbeinu Tam. I think all the Balam Tosfos really, the Balamor and others. Said, Sveik Sveika Biyot saf sfeik sfeika of tuma. Rishos hayachid is tahor.
Yeah. But not in this respect. Not in terms of what I've written on the board so far. He thinks it's very different than Rashbam, but I think he thinks the same as the Rashbam interpreting Eliezer. I thought he only argued in interpreting Chachamim. Okay, now the question is, what do the Chachamim hold? Right? What do the Chachamim hold? Eliezer says, fake, fake, versus Hayachid is Tahar. So what do the Chachamim say back to him? Right? What do the Chachamim say? Exactly. That's what we quote here from the Ri and Rabbi Natan. Pirish Ri, the Sveik Sveik of Pligi. They argue about Sveik Sveik. Rabbi Eliezer holds Sveik Sveik as Tahar. The Chum disagree and holds Sveik Sveik as Tame. The Chang Pirish Rabbi Natan says, likewise, Rabbi Natan says. And then, what's the logic? So that's one Derech. One Derech is. Right? So let's make this. And that's what it sounds like, by the way, from the Balamor as well. How does it sound this way from the Balamor? If you look in the Balamor here, what does he say? He says, don't say the reason for the Rabbanan is because they consider it all one field and all one suffix. Sherem Mefurish time is Shachachachachachachach Mesechas Taros. What's the reason of the Chachamim in Taros? Kol Shechu Rabo Sveiko Sveike Sveike Rishay Yachid Tamei. Rishas Rabim Tohar. He's very explicit. The reason of the Chachamim is that Sveik Sveiko is Tamei. He doesn't explicitly say Rebel Yezer holds Sveik Sveiko is Tohar, but that's clearly what he sounds like. So let's put here Rash of the Re and Rebbe Natan, basically Bavli Tosos. Right? The Re. And Rebbe Natan. The Balmer definitely sounds that way. And the Baal Hamor. And what do they say? Very Lev says Sveik Sveik is Tohar. Lacham hold Sveik Sveik Toma. Irshos HaYachid is Tummy. Okay, they argue about Sveik Sveika, which is exactly what the reset here. The Sveik Sveika plea. They have machlokas about Sveik Sveika. Irshos HaYachid. In which case, let's just ask ourselves a simple question. You know, what is the din of Sveik Sveik Toma? Irshos HaYachid? Machlokes, that is the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. Ah, what do they do? Here, the Balaam already told us. The Mishnah in Taros, what did the Mishnah in Taros say? I mean, this is not really a question. The answer is obvious. Says the Mishnah in Taros, Kol Shata Yochel Rabo Sveikos U Sveik Sveikos Rishna Yachid Tomei. Rishna Rabbi Tar. Sveikos and Sveik Sveikos are Tom Rishna Yachid. What's the example? You go to the Mavoy in the Tomas of the Chatzar. Maybe you went to the Chatzar, maybe you didn't. And then the Tomas of the Bias. Maybe you went to the Bias, maybe you didn't. And then maybe the Toma was there, maybe it wasn't. And maybe it was a Shira, maybe it wasn't. And maybe it was really Tomei, maybe it was really something Tahar. And maybe you touched, maybe you didn't. It's all Tomei. So, according to the Reem Rebbe Natan, who wrote that Mishnah? That's the Rabbanan. That's it. How does the Mishnah end? It ends with Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Suffolk B, Rebbe Lazar Omer, Suffolk B, a Tahar, Suffolk Maga, Tuma Tomei. It ends with, you know, and then Rabbi Lazar is coming to argue on that, right? He's going to say, no, not so quick. Really, not all, it's fake, fake, it's not Tomei. Suffolk B is Tahar, and Suffolk B is just his way of responding to, when they say fake, fake is Tomei, his way of responding. He could have said fake, fake is Tahar. Instead, he chooses to use a different phrase, meaning it's not that he was responding to that, right? Whoever called the Mishnah had a sora of his lashon, and the lashon which he chose to use was that suffik di is tahar, but that's exactly what they are arguing about. Okay, so so who wrote? What do you do with the Mishnah of Taros of Kol Sha'ata? What's the lashon again? The Mishnah of Taros Kol Sha'ata Yochel Harbos Sfeikos. Laharbos sfeikos. Was sfeikos. Mershus ayachid tamei. Okay, Mershus Rabbitar doesn't bother us. This is only the Chachamim, which is a fine way to read it. I mean, some of the Rishonim Sfarad don't love that, but it's a perfectly reasonable read. Yes? Correct. You have to say that maybe he's not that, but he's a Sabbath Bia. He doesn't mean literally about Bia, not about Bia. He means Sabbath Bia as an example, as a classic example of a Sfeik Sfeika. You're right. There can be a Sfeik Sfeika. That's not a Sfeik Bia. Right? Yeah, like for example, Sfeik Hayusham, Sfeik Loyusham, Sfeik Shir, Sfeik Loyakashir, Sfeik Tami, Sfeik Tahar. You're right. Sfeik Bia is just an example, but we can live with that. Not all the Rishonim like that, but we can live with it.
Those things to say that specifically over here, right?
Where? Okay. And then they say, what's the reason? The reason for Rabbi Eliezer is because we learn from Sota. Right? We would think Safek Tomer versus a Yachid is Tahor, probably. You know, at the very least, because usually there's a Cheskas Tara. Yeah?
The earlier question about the test is to say that it's
something give me a second. Okay. The Marshal already struggles and can't figure out how to get the early Tosin Daf test to work with Tosin Daf Yod, and neither can I. It's a good question. I can't figure out how to get it to work together. But okay, let's grant the Marshal that we've given up on getting those two Tosin to jive. Okay. Where was I? Okay. Tosin just explains what's the logic. On the one hand, it's Xeris and Kasser from Sota, right? The Sota was Rosh HaYachid, it was just her in the bubble, two people, because that's how we know two people is company, three is a crowd, from Sota. That two is Rosh HaYachid, three is Rosh HaRabin. So just like Sota was Rosh HaRabin, and we Suffolk, she's Tmeya. Likewise, all Sfeikas Rosh HaRabin are, the Suffolk is coming, but the Xeris and Kasser was only for Suffolk, not for Sfeika. And what are the Rabbanan things? So Tos explains, Rabbanan things, no, look, really, you should have been Matar one Suffolk, because person is Becheskes Tara. If there's a Xeris Akasa from Sota, Mutame one Suffolk, then it's a Mutame any number of Seikos. Okay, we have to think about that a little more. But let's leave that for now. However, the Rashbam says differently, right? That's what Avi keeps telling me, that the Rashbam says differently. What does the Rashbam say? What does the Rashbam say? Here he starts out the same. Seik Toma. Rishos HaYachid is Tahor. But what does the Rashbam say differently about the Chachamim? They hold there's only one Suffolk. Right? Bika Chashiv Rak Suffolk Echad. Meaning, they admit that Sfeik Sfeika is Tahor. Right? Right? They admit Sfeik Sfeika is Tahor, Lu Yitzur would be a Sfeik Sfeika. Right? What's it? Din Sfeik Sfeika Toma Rishos HaYachid? Tahar Lukuliyam. They admit it's Tahar. Just the machlokas is a more technical local machlokas. How do you know what's one Suffolk? What's two Sfeikos, right? And if you look in your Deus Simuk of Yud, the Shach spent many, many pages trying to tease out exactly what's called one Suffolk, what's called two Sfeikos. It's sometimes hard to tell what's one Suffolk, what's two Sfeikos. Sometimes it's easy to tell. You know, if you told me, maybe the Tuma was a Kazayas, maybe it was less than a Kazayas. And maybe I went into the house of the Tumah, maybe I went into a different house. That seems like two different Sfeikos. But if you told me the Tumah was in one place in one field, was in one part of a field in a Bika. I was in the Bika. Maybe I went to that field, maybe I didn't. Even if I went to the field, maybe I went to that part of the field, maybe I didn't. Okay, you could view that as two Sfeikos. Because it's one Suffolk. Either I went to the wrong part of the Bika or I didn't. Sometimes it's hard to know how to draw the line. What's one Suffolk? What is two Sfeikos, right? Meaning, right, we're not going to be, right, at a certain point it becomes ridiculous, right? If you ask, you know, did I, you know, if you meet a random person and you want to know if he's bar mitzvah or not, what can you say? Maybe he's over 20, and maybe he's not. And even if he's under 20, maybe he's over 13, maybe he's not. So sake, and he's bar mitzvah. No, that's ridiculous. It's one Suffolk. You're just drawing a random line and calling it two Sfeikos, right? If you ask me, did I walk from here to Avi's seat? I can't say, well, it's two Sfeikos. Maybe I walked to the first desk.
Maybe not. Maybe I work to the second desk. Maybe I walk to the first desk. Maybe I walk to the second desk. No, that's ridiculous. That's one suffix, which you're just artificially pretending is two sefikos. So here's the interesting question. If you would have a big bika, let's say the bika is 4 acres, and there's one grave somewhere in the bika, and you ask, did I walk over the grave or not? That's one suffix. What if the bika is divided into 3 fields, and one field has a grave? But it's still a 4-acre bika. So the Chacham say, what do you mean? It's still one bika. Maybe you walked on the grave, maybe you didn't. Who cares that there are 3 fields here? There's a bika, there's a grave, either you walked on it or you didn't. That's one suffix. Mary Elizabeth says, no. The fact that it's divided into different sados is halachically significant. And therefore, each sada is its own unit. So maybe I went to the sada, maybe I didn't. They're arguing, what are the halachically significant units? Okay, very technical machlokas. It would be correct. Well, here they're all rishus hayachitz, so it's a little different than the example he's saying, but true. But let's just point out who else holds like the Rashbam for a moment. If you look in the Tosfos of Beit Peretz here on our daf, the Tosfos of Beit Peretz quoted something from the Riva. It's not so clear because he has his shot and he has the Riva's shot. And it's always hard to tell, but for Odo Mariva, to what extent is everything he said until now still valid? But if you just look at Odo Mariva and the Tosfos of Beit Peretz, the Dami Shapila Bika, the Bika Pirush Rashi, it's called 7 Tzuyenot Norel. Each Sada is bounded and defined by borders. Umishim Hachi Matar Rilezi. You know why Rilezi Matar? Because each Sada has a border. To go Sada Sada Milsa the Ape Nafshu Homo Tzuyenu. What's for Rilezi Shita? That each field counts as a separate unit that has borders. His time is that borders matter. If there would be a bika without borders, it would be one suffix if I stepped on the grave. But the same size bika, you build borders, now it's 2 sefikos, because bikas make a new halachic suffix. Borders make a new halachic suffix. The chenbais, etc. Ul rabbana delo chashvit zion ha-meitzarim. And the rabbana, he's pretty clear about the machlokes religion. And what do the rabbana hold? They hold, they're not machshiv the borders, the mitzarim. They're not machshiv borders, right? That's the smach for the lady from Kiryat Sefer who went to Syria a month ago. She holds like the chum, she's not machshiv borders. You have to be following this. That's exactly the Rashban. What's the machlokas? The machlokas are technical machlokas. Are you machshiv borders or not? So this is also the Riva. This is the Rashban Baba Basra. Riva in the Tosfos of Beit Peretz holds the same thing. It's a technical machlokas. When you make borders, does that create another suffix or not? What do you guys think about Rashi here on our sugya? What about Rashi? On our sugya. By the way, everyone is muted. If anyone wants to talk, I think you can unmute yourself. And if you don't want to talk, just keep listening. That's fine. I don't mind talking. What does Rashi here say? The Chachamim etamim, the end of the last skinny line. The Hamilei Suffik Tumah Rishus Hayachid. It's Suffik Tumah Rishus Hayachid. Rabbi Eliezer Lo Chashav La Suffik Tumah. Elam Kei Nichol La Sada. He doesn't count as a Suffik unless you went into the Sada and don't know if you went to the grave. Avol Eini Dei Ha'ol Olam. Avol Hashem Lei Sveik Sveika. Okay, the Chachamim considered a Suffik. And Rabbi Lezer doesn't say that's a suffix. He says this is a sveik sveika. It sounds from Rashi and Psachim like the Rashbam and Baba Basra. The Chacham considered a suffix. Rabbi says this is not a suffix, this is a sveik sveika. So he doesn't say explicitly is what they're arguing about, but that's clearly, he doesn't say the Rabbana also considered a sveik sveika and say it's tummy, like the reader of the time. So there's also Rashi and Psachim also holds this way. So we have a lot of Bali Tosfos, again, the Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam, hard to quote earlier or later, but, you know, I think it's still valid to divide it a little bit. Okay, Lama Shana. We're not sure exactly which Riva this is, and those many parents could be the earlier Rishonei Ashkenaz, the later ones, could be not. But within the Bali Tosfos, Rashi and the Bali Tosfos, we have two approaches. They both think Rabbi Eliezer's Aser can speak Sveika, but is it the Racham, Matron can speak Sveika? Do the Racham say that Sveika is also Tameh? Or do they admit Sveik Sveik is Tahar? They just think that you don't count borders, and this is all one suffix. Okay, that's the two different...
Rashi, according to Rabbeinu David, is like the first option.
Rashi,
according to Rabbeinu David,
according
the way
to
he Rabbeinu, understands it.
According to Rabbeinu David, quotes Rashi, he is like the Bali Tosos. Perish Rashi Zal, etc., etc., etc. Etc. That is true. He quotes Rashi, but I'm trying to remember who. Maybe it was the Imam Chalav or the Chavisha Ran. I think quoted Rashi a little more accurately. Quoted Rashi says, he says clearly, Rabbi Eliezer says, fake sake is Tahar, and he didn't explicitly explain Chachamim. Okay, but you're right. Rabbeinu David quotes Rashi saying, like the reading of Rabbeinu Tam. I don't see it in Rashi, but I admit that, you know, Rashi doesn't explain too well. So, you know, if you really ask me, probably the most accurate answer is, I think it was the Chavisha Ran, if I'm not mistaken, said, and Rashi didn't explain the Chacham so clearly. Okay, well, that's a good point, but we'll leave it at that. Now, of course, the problem becomes, what about this Mishnah which says Sfik Sfika is Tame? Now it's no one. So what do you do with that Mishnah, if that's no one? What? No, but that's not what he says. He says Sfik Sfika is he doesn't say Sfik Sfika is different. He says to the Sfik Sfika. Right? Unless they only say sake of something bia. That's certainly not what the what they sound like, meaning that's interesting. Maybe only sake of bia. Correct, it still can't be the rabbanan, because what does that Mishnah say? Well, maybe it could. No, it doesn't sound like what does the Mishnah say? Even Sfik Sfika, no matter how many Sfikas you have, is Tame. And then they say, is Tame. And then they even use the example of, unless maybe you could fit it in, right? That's interesting. You could say, maybe. It's not impossible. To say, no, when we say everyone admits a Sfik Sfika is Tahar, we only mean everyone admits a Sfik Sfika of Tahar of a Sufik Bia. I don't think that's going to work. That's not going to work for Rashi. Who knows? Okay. What? Yeah, but he wasn't trying to defend Rashi. That was himself. But he wasn't saying it had anything to do with Sfik Sfika. Rabbi David's whole chop was that he thinks it has nothing to do with Sfik Sfika anymore. Okay, how did the Ramban defend? Where does Marsha say it? The Marsha and Daf Yud?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
in a Hanami.
Then there's a difference of
something. Yeah, well, there's sacred. Has nothing to do. Yeah, exactly. It's only within the. He quotes the Rashbam. Interesting. I didn't pay attention. I thought he said Rashi and Mazar, but you're right. He says Rashi and Mazar and the Rashbam and Vavasra, right? Okay, again, he says very ledger is fake sfeika. And the Chachamim say it's all one suffix, right? Okay, let's think about this for a moment. What could you say? You could say more than one thing. Maybe you could say, again, we're about to put on the board that suffix B is different. Maybe you could say, Ulai Metarim Rak Sfeik Sfeika of Bia. Velo Shar Sfeik Sfeikas. And that Mishnah was being, although they don't think there's such a thing as a Sfeik Sfeika of Bia, right? I mean, it's funny. They're Metar Sfeik Sfeika if there would be such a thing as a Sfeik Sfeika in Bia, which there really isn't. You could say that that's not really what they mean. I lied. You could say, Ulai, Yeshlomar, Bedaitam, Dechachamim,
at least the Chachamim, Metamim speaks Veka, Virak, Ilu Haya, Sfake Sfaka, is Safik Bia, Hayu Metarim. Okay, that's how you want to defend the Rishbam of Basra. You want to say that, no, really, they are Metami Sfake Sfaka, and they did write the previous Mishnah in Taros. It's just that if there would have been a Sfake Sfaka Bia, which there isn't, because every Safik Bia is Sfake, every Sfake Sfake Bia is really one Safik. Look at Syria, there was a Sfake Sfake Bia, they would have been Metarit. Meaning, their mode, they would have been Metarit, a certain unique kind of Sfake Sfake that doesn't exist. But really, they're Metami Sfake Sfake. Okay, maybe. The Ramban here, the Ramban in Bav Basra, as well as the Maram Chalava here and others, gives a different defense, which maybe is very dachuk. Right? What does the Ramban say to defend? He doesn't agree. What does the Ramban say to defend this? What did the Rambam of Basra and others, my uncle over here, says the same thing. He says something very radical. He says, you know how they're going to explain that Mishnah? They're going to explain, he says, according to the Rashbam of Basra and Rashi and Rosar, it's Kashya, V'yesh mi the retards of the brain of Farish Basis and Achi, kol makam shatu yachol rabos in yone sveikos. It doesn't mean sveikos the way we mean it. What it means is sveikos and all kinds of sveikos. Sveikos, sveikos, sveikos means sveikos and all kinds of sveikos. And don't read it the way I read the Mishnah, the way everyone else read the Mishnah as. You went to a mavoi, the Tumas of Chatzar, Safik, Nutna, Safik, Lonichnas, etc. No. What he means is, you went into the mavoi and the Tumas in the entrance of the Chatzar. You don't know if you went in or not. One Safik, Tumas. Or, new case, you went into a Chatzar, Tumas, in the bias. You don't know if you went in or not. Or, new case, you for sure went into the house, but Safik, the Tumas, was still there or not. Or, new case, you went into the bias and the tumah was there, suffering that it's a shear or not. Or new case, you went into the bias and it was there and it was a shear, but you're not sure if it came from something tummy or tahor. Or new case, you went into the bias, there was tumah, that's not matai, but oh, you're not sure if you touched it or not. Okay, but it never actually means fake sveika. It's a bit of a dachuk shot. Why did no one here like it? Because they had a mental block, not reading this line in the Ramban. They think it's a dachuk shot in the Mishnah. But maybe you could say that, no. Havana Samishna, the call mine sfeikos, the low, the sfeik sfeika. Okay, that's a dachuk pshat in Mishnah. But maybe you could say, if you really want to say the matara sfeik sfeika, which is the way the Rishonim understood them, you could say that Mishnah didn't mean it. It just means kosher to yachlarabi sfeikos, sfeik sfeikos means sfeikos and all kinds of sfeikos. It could only be, it's a little funny, when all sfeikos are viewed as one suffix, if you're not sure. But what in the big also everything happens in the yachid. Remember the whole. Right, but you see how that's a dachuk, right? What you're saying is that they would have admitted if it was a sfeik sfeik it would be matahir. But only this kind of sfeik sfeik, which they think doesn't exist. But then you have to explain why. I know this is your shot, right? I like the Rishbam's shot, even though it's dachuk in the Mishnah. The Ramban's shot, sorry.
But maybe such a sfeik does exist. Isn't that what the Lechem Mishnah says about two bikkuros and the Rambam?
That is true. That is true. Maybe there is a sfeik bia that does exist. Fair. Very fair.
And there, in fact, your Rabbanim say Torah.
Okay.
According to the way the Lechem Mishnah presents it.
Correct. Absolutely. Okay. So, again, let me write this over just a little more precisely. Maybe you could say this. Again, I haven't found this to be shown in, but Ulai Yesh Lomar, the Masnisen Chachamim, he Umodim the Kol Sveik Sveika Shosayachid Tamei Chutz Mi Sveik Sveika Sveik Sveik Bia. Okay, except for Sveik Sveika of Bia. And then they argue about what's called the Sveik Sveik Bia, what's not called a sfeik bia. I think it's possible. Of course, we're about to explain why a sfeik bia is different. But let's go to Rishonei Sfarad. Notice all of these are Rishonei Ashkenaz, right? Rishonei Sfarad and Pashtos Rashi and Avodah Zarah. And what's this read? Take a totally different approach. Maybe there's nothing to do with sfeik sfeika. After all, what does the Ramban argue very vociferously for? He says, why are you mixing sfeik sfeika and sfeik bia? If you look at Mishais and Tyros, and you want to tell me why Rashi here and all the Balan Tosos mix up sfeik sfeika and sfeik bia? Says the same Mishnah and Tyros. Tosos, Yeholam, sfeikos, 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 etc. But realize there are almost sfeik bia Tyros of Magatomatami, same Mishnah, Nechmas, Lebeka, etc. But he says, no, there are two different parts of the Mishnah. First is sfeikos, sfeikos, sfeikos. And then comes sfeik bia, and sfeik bia is different. So what could you say? What's the other option? The other option is, what does Rashi and Avodah Zarah say? Who is different, changes his mind between Avodah Zarah and Psachim. And the Ramban, and who else did we read? The Rabbi David, and the Tosas Rid, and the Inbaba Basra, the Chedusha Ran here, etc. What do they all say? Why is Rabbi Eliezer Mekel? Is he Mekel because of Sfeik Sfeika? Why is he Mekel? Just Sfeik Bia. Just because it's Sfeik Bia. Right? Nothing to do with Sheikra Peirush, the Sfeik Bia, Shuvadei Sfeik Echad, says the Rabbi David. Elish Nasri Eliezer with Tahar, Mishim Dulahavi, Tumya Desota. Right? And the Ramban says the same thing. In Baba Basra says the Ramban, they're all wrong. Everyone got it wrong. Really, look at the Rezel. Masnis is Sfeik Bia, Bain is Fake, Bimchad is Fake, Isa, behind him, Tari, Lazar, Lamishum is Fake, El Misham, the Sfeik Bia, Lodumya, Le Sota. So says Rashi, the Mazara, says the Ramban, says the Rabbi David, says the Chidusharan here, maybe that wasn't Makaros, says the Tosus Rid. In Bava Basra, or also in Bava Basra, obviously. And they're not the only ones. The truth is, the Rambam here, Shreshnais, and Taurus, it sounds this way as well. This may be pretty universally among Rishonei Sfarad. They say no. It's because Sfeik Bia is Tahar Afilu B'Sfeik Echad. It's one Sfeik, but Sfeik Bia is Tahar. And what do the Chachamim think? The Chachamim think, no, kol sfeik is tamei. Well, here it gets a little tricky. Let's see, at first, what might sound like kol sfeik is tamei, va'afilu sfeik bia. Right, that's what it sounds like from these Rishonim. What about sfeik sfeika? What are the Ramban and the Rabbi David and everyone trying very, very hard to say? That when it comes to sfeik sfeika, What are the Chachamim really guys are holding about sfeik sfeika? What? Yeah, everyone admits sfeik sfeika is tamei. That no one argues about, right? Okay, the Rabbi David says very explicitly. The Ramban says it pretty strongly, implicitly as well. The Tosfos Rit says it very clearly, right? Tamei lekuliyama. And then who wrote this Mishnah? Of culture to Yochel Rabo, Sfeikos, Sfeikos, Sfeikos.
Everybody.
Kuli Alma. Everyone agrees, culture to Yochel Rabo, Sfeikos, 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 etc., etc. The only question is, what if there's a Sfeik Bia involved here? There's nothing with number. Any number of Sfeikos is Tomei for Bain or Banami and Rosa. Just that there's Sfeik Bia, that makes a difference. And that's the thing. Any number of Sfeikos is Tomei Kuli Alma. But Lezer says, even if it's one Sfeik, whether it's one, two, three, or four, if it's Sfeik Bia, it's Tahar. And the Rabbanan don't agree. Okay, who doesn't belong? Who is it not true now that their name belongs there?
Doesn't the Mishnah include Sfeik Bia?
Correct. So what you have to say is that what you have to say is that Minastam. Before we get to Lech Mishnah, is that when I said Lekuli Alma, what I meant is Lekuli Alma Kol Shati Yochel Rabo Sfeikos, Sfeikos, Sfeikos is Tamei. And then they give a list of examples of Sfeikos, Sfeikos. And then they say, but you should know Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with some of those examples, not because there's multiple Sfeikos on the list. Lekuli Alma, no, Let's see, a little better. Lekuli Alma, Sveik Sveika, Virshus HaYachid is Tamei. And Rabbi Eliezer only argues on some of the examples, which are Safek Bia, right? Like, you don't know if you went into the chatzar, or you don't know if you went into the house, etc.
Okay, you're right. He doesn't agree with that whole part of the Mishnah, but he agrees with the main point of that Mishnah. Okay, but I've lied now. Who doesn't belong on this list? Rashi and Avodah Zarah. Why? Because what does Rashi and Avodah Zarah think? Exactly. He says the same thing. Safek Bia is Tahar. Afilu is Safek Echad. And every Safek is Tameh. Va'afilu Safek Bia. And but Sveik Sveika is Tahar Lekuli Alma. If Sveik Sveika is Tahar Lekuli Alma, then how could the Chachamim say if you don't know if you went to the field or not, and then you don't know if you touched the Tumor, walked over the Tumor or not, you're Tahar? How does Rashi reinterpret the case of Vika? He's the only one who has to reinterpret the case of Vika. Exactly. All right, see above. Right? He has to reinterpret the case of Vika to say that it's not even a Sveik Sveika. No one else has to do that. According to the Rishoni Ashkenaz, everywhere else, of course the case is Sveik Sveika. That's where religious make them. According to the Rishoni Sfarad, of course this Sveik Sveika. Because it's a segue from the previous example, Sveik Sveika. And of course it's Sveik Sveika. And everyone would be mocker because it's Sveik Sveika. They only argue because it's Sveik Bina. But according to Rashi, what does he have to add? He has to make an Okimta. What's his Chiddush Okimta? The Sadeh is Malaya Toma. Meaning it's not like we thought until now. There's a Bika full of Sados. And in one Sadeh, there's Toma in one part of the Sadeh. No. In one Sadeh, the whole Sadeh is coming. The whole Sadeh is coming. Technically, if you're willing to say there are large boundaries with entry gates, all you have to say is that the gate is coming. The gateway is coming. Right? Okay, the whole Sadeh is coming. There was only one Suffolk. If you walked into the wrong Sadeh, you're Tamei no matter where you walked in that Sadeh. If you didn't walk into the wrong Sadeh, you're Tahar. It's only one Sadeh. Because if it had been two Sveikos, it would have been Tahar. Le'kuli Alma. Okay. Those are, to the best of my knowledge, the only ways to explain the, it's Shol Shem Arba. It's only three ways to explain the Machlokes or Lashon HaChachamim. But here you have a split. It's the same way to explain the Lashon HaChachamim, a different sheet though when it comes to Sveik Sveika. Because let's not argue about Sveik Sveika. It could be the old admit Tahor, it could be the old admit Tummy. Okay. Here's two things we want to analyze. First, let's ask ourselves the following question. Before we bring anything back to Psachim. One second. Yes. There's a machlokas here about Sveik Sveik Tumah and Rishus HaYachid. That's very clear. Rashi and Avodah Zarah holds the Kuli Alma Tahor. Rashbam and Basra hold Lekuli Alma Tahor. Rishoni Sfarad hold Lekuli Alma Tahor. And most Bali Tosafot and Malamar hold it's Machlokas Tanaim. Okay, there's two opinions. What are they arguing about? I know what Tosafot they're arguing about. They're arguing about, well, if there's a Chiddush in Sota, do we say the Chiddush in Sota is only in something Echad like Sota and we don't expand it? Or do you say, no, once we're going against Chazak and we're willing to be Matame, then we should be Matame all the way? But he didn't necessarily give a lundish analysis of what underlies that that machloks or not. So how would you analyze from a conceptual lundish perspective, how would you analyze what the yesod of the machlok is about Sveik Sveika? Right, there's machloks about Sveik Sveika. Forget exactly who holds what. There's clearly either machloks tanoim or machloks rishonim about Sveik Sveika. What do you think that's totally on?
You might suggest that Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid turns it into a Vazai B'Metzius, as opposed to another way of looking at it, which is it's simply a Machriya of the Din, but the Safek remains. So Sveik Sveika remains Safek.
Okay, that is what it sounds like a lot from this Rebbe Elchanan, which, he's megalotefach here, megalotefachim, I feel like. But that's clearly what he's saying. What he's saying is, how can you be metaher a sveik? He says, after all, if a sveik is really strong and it should beat a chazaka, then just because we're metame against cheskas tara, why should we metame against sveik? So he says, because a sveik is based on there's one suffix and then there's another suffix. Over here, there's no two sveikos in the first place. Because suffix tumor rishos hayach is kevadai. So you have one suffix, that's really a vadai. So then you have another suffix, not a sveik.
Rabbi Reb Chaim does it.
It's really a vadai again. And no matter how many sveikos you have, after one suffix, it's vadai tummy. Then you add another suffix, still vadai tummy. Another suffix, still vadai tummy, with never a sveik. Because it's vadai. Because it's vadai tummy.
Reb Chaim does it. Reb Chaim in Hilchosota says the Rambam goes against that shita. That the Rambam holds his only hanchaya rather than a koveya.
Right. I think Reb Chaim goes further than that. I didn't bring in the Reb Chaim here. It's fascinating. Reb Chaim. Okay, I was thinking about whether to bring it in. I think he wants to say it's like a new Gedder of Tumah, not the original Gedder of Tumah. Even he goes so far as to say in a few places, right, both in the Hebrew and in the, I mean, most importantly, the Hebrew. You don't need a stencil for the Hebrew. But okay, now I admit I have a little, you know what, let me just erase this board for a moment. And okay, now we got all the we got the technicalities down. Let us just try to analyze it a little and we'll see how well we can do. Trying to minimize the glare. Okay. Let's get some extra. See if you can get some extra. What is the? How do we analyze the machlokes about sveik tuma? Is it tummy or is it tahor? Big machlokas, right? So how do we analyze that? So you might say, well, what are we trying to say? It has something to do with the nature of why suffik tumah, but how suffik tumah versus hayachid is tummy. If you say it's mamish kivadai, then two vadais don't make a six figure. If you say no, it's just like a chomer. The problem is it is kevadai in the end, meaning you bring a korban about it, you burn truma for it. We do treat it as a vadai in some sense. but let's say, meaning how strongly do we treat that as a vadai? So maybe you could say that what we so amachlokes about the din of Sveik Tuma Birshus Hayachid. How do you view Sveik Tuma Birshus Hayachid? If you say, no, it's Mamish Xeris Agosif, just like it's Sota. Right? What happens in Sota? The woman and her paramour are locked in a room. We assume that there was Bia. We don't know. We assume there's Bia. Somehow, like the Mitzias, it turns into a Vadai. I admit this is a bit of a vague Hakira, but you could say, look, Mitzias, the suffix is Kevadai. Whatever Mitzias, we don't really know what happened in Mitzias, but we assume the suffix is Kevadai. We assume a Vadai Mitzias. Therefore, we don't know if you went into the field or not. We assume you went into the field. We don't know if you're in the field, you walked over the grave or not. We assume you didn't walk over the grave. We don't know if you went into the house or not. You went into the house. We don't know if the basa or mace was a kazayis or not. We assume it was a kazayis. Somehow, we assume it is. This is what Rambam is trying to say, right? I think that's what Rambam is trying to say. Rambam is based on Rambam, and therefore,
to Vadais will make a Sveik Sveika. That's what Ruchan is saying. Two Vadais don't make a Sveik Sveika. Or do you say no? It's not that we're Machriya. And this has a little to do with there's a Rechaim's Hakira, that. That Joel just quoted to us. I knew we could trust Joel not to let a Rav Chaim go. When there's one that tied to the sugya, and this is in, it might be more than one place, but in Isri, in the beginning of the first paragraph of Isri Bia, talking about Sota. I don't think it's in Hilchot Sota, it's about Sota. I think it's in the first paragraph of Isri Bia, where he says, no. It's not that we really think it happens. This is why Sota, we don't know if it happens. It's just an iser that's chal b'makom safek. So, if we're really, let's say this a little better, really, assume every safek was tamei b'mitzias. Obviously, we don't know, but we assume every safek. We always assume the worst. Then we always assume the worst. Two vadeis don't make sveik sveika. Three vadeis also don't make sveik sveika. That's what Rechana is saying. One suffix is a little more makel. Two suffix is much more makel. Well, here one suffix is a vadai. Or do we say no? Not that we assume every suffix is common in the spot. This is what's called bir hachra kadeh hakira. We don't assume the mitzias. We don't assume anything. But we're machriya letame. Makom Safek is not going as far as Joel does, as Joel did. Maybe it's even like a new Chalos to Makom Safek. Right? Some sort of Birur Hachra kind of Hakira. What is Birur Hachra kind of Hakira? Are we assuming what happened, or are we just passing your status based on not knowing what happened? If we're assuming what happened, then each Safek we assume the worst. And therefore, the Zeka. If we're just Machriya, your status Makom Safek, but Makom Safek will Machriya your status. But here it's not a Makom Safek. Here it's a Makom Safek. We can't be Machriya your status until we know the whole question. Right? That's generally true. When it comes to like Beavers, like each step you can be Mavara and then add to that. When it comes to Achra, first see whether you're a Safek or not, and then be Machriya. And therefore you'd say that it's a Chiddush Letame the Makom Safek the low. And Makom Sveik Sveika. Okay, this is, I'm trying to generalize. You could say this maybe different ways, but maybe that's some of the so. Do we always assume the worst? If we always assume the worst, then you have two vadais, no Sveik Sveika. Or do we say no? Not that we always assume the worst, but when you have a suffix and need a hachra of the suffix, there's a hachra all the time. Okay, could be. Of course, what does Lichtenstein say here? If you had a machlokas about the status of Sveik Sveika, the Tumah versus a yachid, the Yisur of the Machlokas could be they're arguing about Tumah Rishna Yachid, or they're arguing about the Din of Sveik Sveika. That's what the Mishnah Achron assumes. Right?
But, Rebbe, couldn't you look at, I don't know if this is what you said, but couldn't you look at it, if you have several Sveikos, you to do it serially, you take care of this, then you take care of that, or you put the whole thing on the table and look at it at one time?
I mean, I guess that's basically what I am saying, right? You look at each one separately. Hold on a second. Yeah, okay, good. In general, do you look at each one separately, or do you put them on the table at the same time? This might have to do with the famous Machlokas Achronim, why Sveik Sveika is Mutter in Kol Torah Kula. Forget Tom. Why is Sveik Sveika Mutter in Isra Hetter? Why is Sveik Sveika Mutter in, you know, in Eved Ezer and Or Chaim and Yerodea? Why Sveik Sveika Mutter? Anyone know?
Yeah, well.
Based on the Rambam, the Megadim says, based on the Rambam, that it's the Rambam, the Shitase. Says the Rambam, what's the famous sheet about the Rambam? We know Sveik Dereis is Lechora. But who said that Sveik Dereis is Lechora? So the Rashi and the Rambam and others say, the Torah said Sveik Dereis is Lechora. Where? Yeah, it could be a few places. This is the most obvious candidate. Where is this week's parasha? Where does the Torah say? But you need to know that with Torah Shabbat Pat, not according to Karetz. But this week's parasha, where does the Torah say Safek Dereisa L'Chumra?
Asham Tolu.
Asham Tolu.
right? Ashim Talmud, right? If you're Mesopic, if you ate Chaylev, you have to bring a carbon. Obviously, it's because it's not muttering. You shouldn't have to bring a carbon if what you did was muttering, right? You don't bring a carbon for doing something muttering. I mean, you don't bring a carbon Ashim for doing something muttering. Okay, the Rambam famously says that Safik Daraisa says only L'chomer Midrabanan. So says the Prima Gadim, very, very simple. If Safik Daraisa is only L'chomer Midrabanan, then what about a, who remembers in math, right? Remember if two things are equal, you're allowed to substitute them, right? Once you know, right, that N equals, you know, 6 over Y, whenever you see an N, you can put in 6 over Y, right? You remember that from high school? It's been that long since high school. This wasn't the hard part. So now that we know that Safik D'Oraisa is Asur Midrabanan, every Safik D'Oraisa is an Asur Midrabanan, so let's just say very Pashut. Right? There's a very Pashut Targil Cheshbon that the Prima Gadim does. Prima Gadim Bidas Harambam says, if Safik D'Oraisa equals Asur Midrabanan, then what about a Safik? Safik D'Oraisa? What does that equal? A Safik Isur D'Rabanan, which equals Lakula. Why is Safik Lakula? Because it's Safik D'Rabanan Lakula. And that would also apply, that could also apply to, say, by Tumah. Also, the Rambam says that all the dinim of Safik is only Rabbanan. So that's one possibility, right? If you ask, why is Safik a mutter? One is the Prima Gadim according to the Rambam, midin Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula. What's the second theory? Says the Prima Gadim, Bidas HaRashba. Right? He says Bidas HaRashba. Anyone know another theory why Sveik is Lekula?
Midin Rov.
But so what? Okay, hold that thought. Midin Rov. He says Midin Rov. What do you mean Rov? How do we know the odds? Not Rov, we know the odds. The Schleitzer says, if you know the odds, then you don't need to finish the Sveik. The whole point of Sveik is if you don't know the odds, remember we said whenever you don't know the odds, we call that an even Safik? So let's say you don't know the odds. So he says, Midin Rov. How is it Midin Rov? It's what he called Rov Stutton. It's not Rov odds, it's Rov possibilities. What does he mean by Stutton? Stutton means possibilities. Anyone know how to, I'm not going to give you an example, this is pretty posh. How does every Sveik Sveika look? Right? Here you have one Safik. Here you have another Safik. And how do the boxes go? Mutter, 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 Usser. Right? Every Sveik Sveika has four boxes. Mutter, 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 Usser. Maybe it's Mutter because of this Safik. And even if not, maybe it's Mutter because of that Safik. Take our examples. Maybe you didn't go into the sun. Mutter. Maybe if you did go into the sun, then maybe you walked into the grave or not. Or more classic example, right? Because the Shach would have problems with calling a Sveik-Sveika. A Sveik-Sveika that everyone would admit to. Maybe you walked into the Tomei house and you didn't. And even if you did, maybe there was a Kazayas of Tomei, maybe there wasn't. So what are you going to say? If you didn't walk into the house, for sure, Mutter. Even if you did walk into the house, or for sure, Tar. If there's a Kazayas, your Tomei, and if not, it's Tar. And that's every kind of Sveik-Sveika is like this. So basically, it's a 3-to-1 rove. It's a rove Stutton. Right? 3-to-1. We don't know the odds of any of these things, but we know what he calls Rov Tzadim, 3-to-1 possibilities. Okay. Anyone know another theory as to why the Prima Gadim says this, the Machlok is Rambam and Rashi, even though neither of them say this? But it's Makobal that this is their Shitas. Anyone know another theory why Prima Gadim is Mutter? Exactly. Who says that? The Rov. Says the Rav. It's also Rav Shimon Shkop, but Rav Shimon Shkop always says things that it's a little harder to understand than the Rav says them. But I'm pretty sure it's in Rav Shimon Shkop as well. Well, it's always hard to tell. But the Rav says this very clearly, clear Masor from the Rav, that why is a Sveik Sveik a Mutter? He disagrees with the Prima Gadim Mikol Lachol. You don't need a reason it's Mutter. It's Mutter because you need a reason for it to be Asur. There's no legis asafik, right? He says it's a vaday, it's vaday water, because there's no legis asafik, meaning equals it's mutter bivaday. Bivaday, I'm not talking about seeing what the odds are. I mean, in halachic reasoning. In halachic reasonings, everything's mutter unless you have a reason to question it. Unless you have a reason, it might be usur. Here, what is a legis hasafik? A legis hasafik means the question whether it's usur. When there's a question, you need a hachra. When something might be usur, you need to paskin. How do you paskin? Rove, chazaka, safik daraisa lechumra, safik darabanu lekula, eid echad, whatever, what have you. What if there's not even a question in the first place? It's an interesting question. What if there's no question in the first place? Like, my wife cooked chulin for Shabbos. Right? What would happen if someone poured milk in the chulin? It would be treif. So maybe someone poured milk in the chulin. How do I know it's kosher? So you might say, how do you know it's kosher? Chazaka, uz becheskas heter, right? Or you might say, rove. Usually people don't pour milk in the chulin. Or you might say, you know, cheskas kashrus. Right, all the people in the household were from Jews who wouldn't pour milk in chulent. Says the Rav, those are all stupid. I mean, they're all true, but stupid anyway, because you don't have a question in the first place. You don't need to answer when there's no question in the first place. How do I know which one's kosher? Because, like, why not? I don't have a question in the first place. A question would be someone poured something white into the chulent, and I don't know what it was. Someone poured milk in the chulent, I don't know how much it was, etc. But if you have no question, you have no question. And the Rav says that's, in that case, the Rav is for sure right. But in this case, the Rav is mechadish, that sveik sveika, this is a lumdish chiddush. What counts as a question halachically? The mechadish, the Rav, what counts as a question is anything that's one question, counts the legis asafik halachically. If you have to ask two questions, that's not called the legis asafik. Whenever you have to ask two questions, you don't really have a question. And therefore, there's no question. That's the Rav's chiddush, big chiddush. Okay, there are many, many rights for the Rav and Nachmina. It's not really our sugya now, so we're not going to go into it. Suffice to say, questions like, does fake sveik work to be motzi momen and bezdin? If it's rov, it shouldn't work. If it's safek, there are bottom, it shouldn't work. But if it's a vada, it should work. Does fake sveik work even to be matur davashish latirin? If it's rov, maybe it should work, maybe it shouldn't, depending on who you ask. If it's safek around the pool, it shouldn't work. But if it's a vada, it should work, etc. Okay, says, now, how am I getting back to this Mishnah Achrona? Maybe this depends on, right, someone said, is it two steps or is it one step in Sveik Sveika? Maybe this depends on why Sveik Sveika is mutter. If Sveik Sveika is mutter, because, if Sveik Sveika is mutter, because, and here, okay, we'll have to get a little subtle here. If Sveik Sveika is mutter because it's a rove, then I don't really see why rove shouldn't work versus a yachid. A rove works versus a yachid, right? If I touch something versus a yachid and I'll pirove it's tahar, then I'm okay. A rove should work versus a yachid, right? So if you say that Sveik Sveika is mutter, or it's Sveik Sveika if it didn't rove, then you would think a Sveik Sveika should be Tahar Taka. Well, I mean, then Rove, why isn't a Rove Tahar B'Shus HaRab? The truth is, then the Achronim go to town. Maybe some Roves are Tahar B'Shus HaRab, and some Roves are not Tahar B'Shus HaRab, and Sveik Sveika didn't Rove, right? Unless your Mechadesh, that even Rove Tara doesn't work. There's just a yachid, but then you're going to be against a few mishnayos which say rove tara does work, and you have to say there's different kinds of rove, and sometimes it doesn't. Okay, if you say like the Rav, you did vaday. If you didn't vaday, then it's pasha that should be tara, which just around a yachid. What do you mean vaday is tara? If you have no leaves of something at all, that's tara, which just a yachid, right? You did vaday, meaning. But if you say it's midin, but if you say no, it's really midin suffik drabon lakula, then you could say, hold on, not so fast.
If you say sveika is mitin,
suffik rabban lakula, then you could say, what do you mean? Suffik rabban lakula is a suffik. We're not making sveika b'shita yachid. Even suffik tumat rabbanon is l'chumra b'shita yachid. Right now, we're suffik tumat raisa. Suffik tumat rabbanon is also l'chumra b'shita yachid. In b'shita yachid, they're machmiri on all sveikos, whether it's suffik rabbanon or suffik raisa. We learned from sukta that we're machmiri on all sveikos. So you could say it depends on the lumbus of sveika. If sveika is in suffik rabbanon l'kula, then suffik rabbanon l'kula nisurim. But suffik tuma is l'chumra, whether raisa or rabbanon. B'shita yachid. Even a suffix to a drabban is l'chora. But if you say we didn't rove, then pashtas rove heter should be matter even or shzayachid. Unless you want to say some roves do, some roves don't. Meaning you have to say some roves are hachras, some roves are beaver. What do I want to say? Unless you're machadish, so let's say better. That there are two types of rove and one type doesn't work. Birshus Hayachid, right? Because you have to admit that at least one type of rove works, Birshus Hayachid. Or it's certainly if you say Sveikza is a Vadai, and there's not even a question in the first place, there's no question in the first place happening with Tommy Birshus Hayachid. So it could be in this type of a more do you say? If you're saying it in some of the Kula, what you're saying is one suffix more makel, it's only drop on him. And then the second suffix will be even more makel. No, we won't. One suffix and one suffix. We're not makel. If you say no, basically both sides of this board are assuming a similar thing. If you look at it as a suffix and a suffix, we're machria lachomer. If you look at it as something greater than some of its parts, then we are, or you look at it together, then it'll still work. The question is, what does that depend on? The simple way is it depends on sveika. If sveika is suffik rabban lakula, then one suffik brings it down, another suffik brings it down further. But no, we never, no amount of sveikos, each suffik is l'chumra. If you say it turns into a rove, then a rove should win the day. If you say it turns into a vada, it should for sure win the day. Okay, so these are two ways to analyze the machlokas about sveika. Now, let me go to the other part of the court, which was, what about the other approach? What about the approach of the Rambam and Rishon Sfarad, right? The Rambam and Rashi and Uzara, the Ode. How about a Suffolk Bia? Suffolk Bia is different. Suffolk Bia shiny. Lefi Rabbi Eliezer. Or Rabbi Eliezer, see these different yourselves floating around, as usual. Okay. Why is a suffik bia different, anyone? Why is a suffik bia more makel than a regular suffik? What's so cool about a suffik bia? Suffik maga, also you don't know if it happened. Suffik maga is tummy. I'm in the house, I'm in the field, I don't know if I touched the tumma or walked over the grave, right? Whatever it may be, touching, oh hell, whatever it is. That's l'chumra, suffik maga. But I don't know if I went in the field is l'kula. Why? Why is suffik bia so kal? Why is it more kal?
Because it isn't even like sota.
Because it's not like sota. Okay, good. Because it's not like sota. Now here it gets. I like that. Let's just look at the Ramban for a second. What does he say? He has two deis. The Ramban is two deis. That's why this Ramban is so important. He has two deis about suffik bia. If you look at the Ramban, the fourth last paragraph, Next paragraph, why doesn't he like that? He doesn't like that because then what is that with psachim, with the big and psachim? If it's a machlok, so it's dumi l'sota. Why should it's dumi l'sota affect b'dikas chametz? B'dikas chametz doesn't have to be dumi l'sota. Now, he could have said like a million other rishonim. Oh, you're right. They don't really mean it's the same. But what does he say in the end? Which he's going to say later anyway. But what is he saying? says Eliyahu Shlomer to time it or Eliezer and Tarp's fake Bia, Lamisham to govern Misota with Afka Mataros. It's not to govern Misota, nothing with Sota. El Misham Haki Matar Eliezer, hold on to our Rachok, because it's Rachok, it's unlikely. Came into Makam Echa to Makam Achir. If you're in different places, it's unlikely. It's an unlikely suffix. Hilkach Af Bishari Surinkain de Chol de Chainhu. Okay, so the Ramban here is two deos. He has a Havmin and a Maskana. Why? So, says the Ramban, he says first, and he says second. First, Gomer Dumya de Sota. Apparently, the Chacham, and don't care so much about Dumya de Sota. Dumya de Sota de Heim b'makom echad. What's unique about Sota? The whole point of Sota is here, they're in one place. So likewise, only if you're in the same place. I don't care if you're eight tzvikos. As long as you're in the same place, that is tame. You're in the same place. You're in the same place. Dumya de Sota being in the same place. And then the Rabban is a second day. He says nothing to do with Sota. He says, it's a svara. It's a suffix rachok. It's unlikely. If you're in one place, then it's likely you're going to touch something. If you're in a different place, it's unlikely you're going to go to a new place. It's unlikely you're going to go to a place that you don't remember going to. It's likely you'll touch something you don't remember touching. It's unlikely you go to a place. Okay, unlikely. These are two different ways to understand. These are two different ways to understand what this special kula of Safek Bia is. Is a special tzeres hakasuv of learned from Sota? Or is it just a svara of a Safek Rachok? If you look in, the Chiddush Ranir says like the Ramban's Maskana, he says Safek Rachok. If you look in Rashi and Avodah Zarah, it also sounds a little like that. Why? Because Rashi and Avodah Zarah, Amid Beis says, he says, since they opened a lot of barrels of wine, more than they need to drink, in the case where like Goyish soldiers came to town, opened the wine, we're not sure if they made it a trade for or not, made it also around the Ivan or not. It's obvious that they were looking for money. Basically, they were checking the wine barrels if someone hid their gold coins in there. Over the Yavatayat treaty, and they're too busy stealing money, they have no time to be menaseich the wine. Therefore, even though it's Safik Maga, who came to Mucha Milsa, the Kula, Safik Biyadami, even though it's Safik Maga, since it's Mucha Milsa, a proof of Kula, because they opened so many wine barrels that it's unlikely they had time to be menaseich, it's like Safik Biya. That is reminiscent of Safik Racha. What does he say? Anything where there's a Safik, but there's a reason why it's more likely the heter side than the iser side, that's going to be called a Safek Bia. So we would add to the Ramban. excuse me, sorry. We would add to the Ramban. Sounds like that from Rashi and Avodah Zarah in the continuation of the Sugya. That's what it sounds like. I think we're being David. Stuck with the first shot. She'ikra appears Safek Bia Shu Vade Safek Echad Da Yotar Mishu L'Havei Dumya De Sota. Right? L'Havei Dumya De Sota. Okay, could be that's the Ramban. Back to, anyway, here, there's your run here, if you look it up. Also takes this approach. Maybe Rashi and Avodah Zarah in the continuation of Sugya takes this approach. Let's go back to Tosin Daf Tess. What about, let's see, what is Tosin, no, you're mixing together two answers. Tosin Daf Tess is a question. How come by Medura Sa'akam we say maybe there was an Eifel, maybe there wasn't, if it was, maybe it was eaten, this fake steak is Tahar, don't we know fake steak is Tame? And the answer is two answers. Second answer is because the roof. Because remember, all the Rishonim said in the end, and we thought even Malamor said in the end, that it's roof that it eats it. First answer, well, don't we have steak, l'shar steak, that my Islam, the main Meshibo Nefel, the dumb and the Sabi Bia. Why should we assume there is an Eifel? It's like Safek Bia. This is not like a normal Safek. This is like a Safek Bia, because who says there's an Eifel? Okay, what does it mean, who says there's an Eifel? What does it mean, who says there's an Eifel? So the truth is, maybe that sounds a little like it's a Safek Rachel. Yeah, maybe there's an Eifel there, but that's a Safek Rachel. But hey, he takes it, there is a Eifel. So, maybe
You would also add Tosos in Psachim, Daf Tesem and Aleph. Ah, that same Suffolk Bia is because it's a Suffolk Rachel, not the Sfix Vakin, is against Tosin Daf Yud. Marsha admits Suffolk and Tosin and Daf Tes against Tosin Daf Yud. And as we know, there were other Bali Tosos besides the Rio Green Commonwealth. Otherwise, they must have influenced this Tosos on Daf Tes. Now, let me just ask one. And what does the Rid say? The Tosos Rid definitely goes with the Domi de Sota Derech. Says the Tosos Rid in Baba Basra. He says, "Time to Elazar Besafik Bio the Kolzmach Luchuchzok Shenichlin Bakma Toma." As long as you're not Luchzok that you're in the Makum Toma, even though there's only one Sveika, nonetheless it is Tahor. But if it's Vaday Nechnas, then even there's many Sveikas, you are Tahor. Right? So the I don't know if he says explicitly. That we learned this from. He doesn't say explicitly the word sota, but I think that's the same idea, right? What is he saying here? Let's put the Tosus Rid here. Tosus Rid, what does he say? He says, Safek is lachomra, rak, im hochsak. What's his lashon? You know, shenichnas b'makom ha'toma. Okay, I think that's similar to, now, he doesn't say why, fair enough. He doesn't say why. I'm saying, I think that's similar to the point of Sota. It's not that it's unlikely. It's that you need to be in the same makom. You need a common makom, right? And that is what we learned from Sota. Now, let me just ask a simple question. Tosin Bav Basra also, by the way, who also says this, that it's learned from Sota. Tosos and Baba Basra, Midas, not for themselves, Midas Rashi in Masechet Avodah Zarah. He says, Rashi Avodah Zarah thinks it's learned from Sota, not like the second shot of the Ramban. Now, let me just make one point. If you say it's a suffix rachok, then it's an interesting machlokas. The machlokas is, what if you have a suffix, but it's rachok? The suffix is a little far out. Are we machmer even on a far out suffix? When we're machmer on the suffix, you're saying yachid, even a far out suffix, or only an even suffix? Okay, that's an interesting machlokas. I know, is sota a far out suffix, or an even suffix? I don't know, maybe I'm naive, I think it's a far out suffix. Maybe I'm just too naive. But what about this question? Do they have to be in the same place, right? What difference does it make if they're in the same place or not? Why do we only learn from Sota if they're in the same place?
I mean, the whole Sota is a Xeras HaKasu, because you should have said the Chazoka is Mitgaber on the Suffolk. So the whole Torah is Michadish against the logic that only in this Malkum you have this din that the Chazoka doesn't count.
Okay, fair enough. That's true. I want to perhaps say something like this. Interesting question. We know we learned from Sota there's a difference between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabin. That's clear. Right? We learned from Sota, Safek and Rishus HaYachid, that Rishonim say many places in Shas, Rashi and Tosas that we saw already in Maseches Nida, etc., that we learned not in Rishus HaRabin because Sota is only Rishus HaYachid, not Rishus HaRabin. But why should there be a difference between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabin? Why should there be a difference between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabin? It's an interesting question. Why is there a difference in your Shayach and Rishus HaRabin? I know we learned from Sota, right? Sota only covers Rishus HaYachid. Okay, but why don't we also extrapolate to Rishus HaRabin? Right? How do we know Sota means not Rishus HaYachid? Maybe Sota means no, all Sfeikas of Toma are Lechomer, and it just happened to be Rishus HaYachid. So the Tosefta is worried about that, right? What does the Tosefta answer? Tosefta says, who is it? Ben Zoma asked. Shalos ben Zoma, why is Safek Rishus HaYachid Tamei? He says, well, we learned from Sota. Here's Rishus HaYachid and Tamei, likewise here, and only Rishus HaYachid. Then they ask him, why is Rishus HaRabin Tahar? He didn't say because it's not covered by Sota. He feels he needs to add some more explanation. And what are the two explanations that are given there? One by Ben Zoma, one by Rishus HaGamliel. Right? One by Ben Zoma, one by Rishus HaGamliel. Says Ben Zoma, and this is quoted by the Ramban in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, he says,
Because we know that Rabim is no chetoma. How do we know that Rabim is no chetoma? So if the Rabim is no chavadai toma, then it's no chesafek toma. Matzina shati tzibur oses of hesa betoma as mancha ruban tmeim. Give it to him. Hadai sotra tzibur kavachomer l'safek toma. Right, you don't want to call this dofa, you want to call it more of a hutra. Dofa is only for a mitzvah. Right, if the Torah is making on Vadai Toma, it was for sure Mike making on Suffolk Toma for the rabbin. And what's it say? Rabbi Shimon Leal says a little different. Ma Suffolk, he says, Efter Lishol Yachid, the Efter Lishol Rabbin. Because you can ask the Yachid, you can't ask the rabbin. What does it mean practically? You can check with the Yachid and we try to resolve Sfakos. How are you going to check with the whole Rabbin and resolve everything? There's just too many people to keep track of. So interesting, if you ask why, why did the Torah mechalik? Is Rishus HaYachid, why is there a difference, right? Why is Rishus HaRabbin fine? More kal than Rishus HaYachid? So we have two answers so far. One answer is Al Pi Ben Zoma in the Tosefta, like Pesach. What do you mean, like Pesach? The rabbin's needs are more important. The rabbin's needs are more important than the Yachid's needs. Therefore, we're more makel with the rabbin and machmer with the Yachid, right? That's basically what he's saying. He's saying the needs.
Isn't that just a play on words? The Rishus HaRabim is defining a place, and the Tumah Barabim is a people.
No, Rishus HaRabim is a place where Rabim walk, and the Tumah could affect the Rabim. It could or could not. Rishus HaRabim, the Tumah could affect the Rabim. Rishus HaYachid means the Tumah can't affect the Rabim, because the Rabim aren't there. So what he's saying is that, no, the needs of the Rabim are more important. The needs of the Yachid, you know what? I don't mean to sound like a communist or anything. But, you know, if a Yachid has to suffer once in a while, it's not the end of the world. But the Rabim, we have to accommodate the Rabim. Therefore, whenever there's three people around, this could start affecting the Rabim. Therefore, we're Mako. Whenever there's only one or two people around, we'll deal with it. You can't put the Rabim in to be dud. You can put the Yachid in to be dud. I mean, they tried to lock down the Rabim also, but, you know, it doesn't work as well. Right? Okay, so maybe the needs of the Rabim are more important. Meaning, it's just practical about the results. Likewise, Rav Shimon Gamliel says the same thing. Al pi Rav Shimon Gamliel, what's Rav Shimon Gamliel trying to say? Efshur lishol liyachid, efshur lishol l'rabim. He says, it's too hard to resolve spekos of the rabim. It's too hard to keep track of the rabim's spekos. It's impossible. It's impossible to keep track, right? Imagine contact tracing for the rabim, right? It's too hard for a yachid here and there, up to a certain limit you can handle, right? What is he saying? He's saying these are both practical, right? These are both practical points, right? These have to do with the practical effect. What is he saying? He's saying it is impossible to be shile. It's impossible to ask. What do you mean impossible to ask? Who are you going to ask? Who are you going to check with? Who are you going to ask what happened to keep track of this? It's impossible to keep track of the Rabbi.
This sounds like a Drabbanan here.
So interestingly, the Rambam, maybe there's one of the reasons the Rambam thinks it was all invention of the Rabbanan against everyone else that's learned from the Torah. Or maybe, no, they're just giving the Tamei Mitzvahs for the Torah. But let me ask you a simple question. What would you have said based on Sota? What are the Rishonim? Rishonim, the Rambam quotes Ben Zoma, the Raivik quotes Rav Shimon Gamliel. But most Rishonim, Al Pi Rov Rishonim, Sheheviu Rak, Es Hayalfusa Misota. What if all you learned from a Sota? Let me ask you a simple question. In Sota, why is there a difference between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim? Because it affects the Rabim? Because let's say this lady and this man who's not her husband are hugging and kissing in a park bench in Times Square. They're okay. Why? Because we don't want to inconvenience the Rabim? No, it doesn't affect the Rabim, this lady's also her husband or not. Because too hard to keep track of in Times Square? No, we don't ask everyone, it's only them. You tell me, why is she not a Sota if she's doing it in Times Square? Because that's because
there's no suffix.
That was, it's just, it's not the same kind of relationship if she's sitting next to him on a park bench as if she's in with him in a locked hotel room, right? It's just not as suspicious a relationship. It's not as chashud. It's not such. It's not as close a relationship if you're sitting on a park bench. You're not as close if you're sitting on a park bench in Times Square as if you're in a locked hotel room. Meaning, there's a certain relationship which is more intense when you're alone in a hotel room with someone than when you're on a park bench.
But it's just even if
you're not acting sotsniastic. Right?
It's not system.
Let me just make a simple point. Let me just make a very simple point. Alpi Rov Rishonim that only quote the Alfusa Misoto. What can you say? You can say it's not because of the practical result, like the Josephta sounded. Who says we all like the Josephta? No, maybe the Rishonim never quotes Josephta except for the Rambam Rive. Rashi and Tosas, the other Rishonim never quote the Josephta. They only quote Sota. Why don't they quote this end of the Josephta? Maybe they assume we don't hold like it. Maybe we assume it's not right, so we don't hold like this. What can we say? We can say, no, there is. There's more of a connection in Rishos HaYachid than in Rishos HaRabin. There's more of a tzeiruf. You're more connected to someone if you're in a hotel room with them than if you're sitting on a park bench with them.
Doesn't the pasuk require v'nistara? And if you're sitting in the park bench, it's not v'nistara.
Okay, let me go back a second. It's obvious why in actual adultery it makes a difference if they're in a hotel room or if they're in a park bench. Right, what I'm trying to see is how can we move from there to all cases of suffering tumor, which they often Mishra Rabin? Is there any nugget we can take from there to extend to Mishra Rabin? Another way to ask the question is this, Rabbi Osai. We learn from Sota. But in Sota, I don't want to get too graphic with you, but we all know why it's very different than the man and woman are in a hotel room with the door locked versus they're in Times Square. What does that have to do with I may or not have touched a dead toad, and it's different if I'm in the street or if I'm in, or if I'm in a house? So you could say, in a Hanami, no difference. It's really just practically in the street, there's so many people passing the toad, it would be too inconvenient for them. Or you could say, you're right, it's no difference. Nothing to do with Sota, really. Really, but to just have to say nothing to do with Sota. It's just that in the street, go find everyone who tucked the toad and check if they touched the toad. Too hard to keep track of. Or you could say, what I'm trying to claim is you could rescue the Alfusa from Sota. How so? You'll just abstract it up a level. I understand it's not the same as Bia, right? I understand. It's not an exact equation. Whether or not I touch dead toads, I don't act differently in a hotel room than in Times Square in terms of whether or not I touch dead toads. Touching dead toads is not an immediate feeling of rias. People are either comfortable touching dead toads or they're not. But what I'm claiming is on a formal level that maybe we can learn just like in the hotel room, there's a closer relationship between this man and this woman than in Times Square. Likewise, not on a practical level, on a formal level, right? When I'm in the house with the dead toad, I already am mitzuref. I'm mitzuref to this dead toad. When I'm in the street with the dead toad, then I'm not really mitzuref. Because being in the street with someone, being in the street with something is not a connection. Being in a shayach with something is a connection. Being alone with something is more of a connection than being in public with something. There's more of a tzeiruf. And what I'm claiming is that maybe you could say, you'll see why I want to take this, and you could take it or leave it, but maybe you could say the difference between Sharabim is whether I'm connected to the Torah. When I'm b'yichud, I'm connected to something. I know in a formal sense, because not like psychologically, I treat dead toads differently when no one's looking. But maybe there's a just like in Stira, there's a connection of Stira inside and not outside. Likewise, I'm mitzurf to this Torah inside, not outside. If so, whether you take this or leave it, you could say, what's the yesod? Here, the yesod of Rabbi Eliezer is that Torah
was only machmir on a 50-50 suffik, not on a suffik rachok, even if the suffik rachok is not really quantifiable. Here what we're going to say, no. The yisod, maybe the yisod of Rabbi Eliezer is that Torah was only machmir on Rishos HaYachid because of the tseiruf of being in the same Rishos HaYachid. Being the same Rishos HaRabim is not a tseiruf, only being the same Rishos HaYachid. And therefore, what does Safek Bia mean? Safek Bia is like a lack of Rishos HaYachidness. If I'm in Rishos HaYachid, but not in the same Rishos HaYachid as the Tumah, if I'm in the same Rishos HaYachid as the Tumah, I don't know if I touched it, that's tseiruf. If I'm in the Bika, the Rishos HaYachid's in the Sada, that's a lack of tseiruf. It's as if it's Rishos HaRabim. It's as if it's Rishos HaRabim of being the same Rishos HaRabim, and it's equivalent to Rishos HaRabim. What's the Yisod? The Yisod of Rishos HaRabim is not there's public like the Tosefta. The Yisod of Rishos HaRabim is that there's no connection of being together. There's no connection of being in a place of Tumah. I'm not in a place of Tumah. And therefore, Bika, says Rabbi Eliezer, is just like Rishos HaRabim. I'm not in the place of Tumah. I may or may not have gone to the place of Tumah. And that's what I think the perhaps most Rishonei Sfarad are saying. What do we learn from Sota? We learn from Sota, the Torah is only metamin you if you're in a place with the Tumah. If you're in a place with Tumah, that's enough of a connection, the Torah is metamin you. Especially according to Reb Chaim, who says that it's really a new Chalos Tumah. The new Chalos Tumah comes from being in a Makom Tumah. And therefore, now this becomes then a Yisod. If this is the Yisod of Rilaja, remember, we have three ways of understanding Rilaja. Rilaja could be because of Sfeik Seita, and then we had lots of longness. Or it could be just because of something Echad Bia. Why something Bia is more Mako? Maybe because it's unlikely. I mean unlikely, you know it's 5-1 against. That might be a rule. Unlikely, like it seems unlikely, even though you can't put numbers on it. And therefore, we realize this, it seems unlikely the Torah didn't go that far. The Torah is only Machmer on Kino Yastira, which seems likely. Or you could say, no, it's something Bia, it's because I'm not in the same place. Says Tosos Rid, I'm not Huchsat B'Mokom Torah. Which I think is the same thing as says Tosos and Rabbi David and the Ramban at first and maybe come back to this at the end. It's not clear at the end where he ends up. That it's learned from Sota being in the same place. What does the same place make a difference? What I want to claim is I want to go back and say maybe we don't like the Sefta. The reason we're not making Rishos HaRabim is because even though we're in the same Rishos HaRabim, that doesn't count as being in the same place because it's a public. It's only in the same place if you're in a private place. And if you're not in the same place, you don't even get off the ground. The truth is, with or without this pshat, you could say the whole Isser stems from the Tzeirah being in the same place. If so, then I just want to end with 2 points. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but this could still have two nafkaminas, even for us. If this is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, then just bear with me for a minute, even though I'm still likely to get through half of what I want to discuss. If so, Rabosai, then you can ask the following question. If Rabbi Eliezer says Safek Bia is Tahar, because you're not in the same place, then what do the Chachamim hold? What are the two ways to understand the Chachamim? The same as the two ways to understand the Chachamim, Lefi the Sfeit Seita Derech. Same as Machlok is between the Rashbam and the Rintam and the Ri. Is the Chachamim hold that the place, same place is not a factor, right? That they don't care if you're in the same place, or what's the other option, Feigl? Or Joel quoted this from the Mishnah. They hold, no, the whole Bika is one place. Maybe they also admit this Yisod, right? Say they agree to the Yisod, but the whole Bika is one place. The Nafkamina is
discussion of Lecha Mishnah, says the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchas Chiyum Matana, Nafkamina, is how about two bikkos? What if there are two bikkos? You don't know if you went into the bikka where the tumah was, and if you did, if you touched the tumah. What if there's two bikkos? Says the Lecha Mishnah, then even Chachamim admit Safek Bia is Tahar when there's two bikkos. They admit you have to be in the same place. They just think a bikka is one place. They're not Machshev the Mechitzos of the Sadeh. While if you said they don't care, then you should say that there would be Tamei. Another nafka bibi could be in Machlokas Rambam and Ravid about the following fascinating case. What about the following case? This is really a Mishnah. It's just a matter of how you interpret it. Shtei chanuyos suchos l'rshus haravin. Echad mehem tamei. V'nichnas l'echad mehem v'eino yodeya ezen. Right? There are two stores open to Rishus Rav. The stores are Rishus HaYachid. Right? And you went into one of them, and you don't know if you went into the Tummy one or the Tahar one. This is a famous Machlokas Rambam Ravid, and with this we will, sadly, have to end. And what happens in this case? He says, says the Rambam, there's Shtei Chanuyos. It's Tameh, it's Safek, Rishus HaYachid. What does the Rambam say? There are other ways to analyze this. What does the Rambam say? Tameh, Mishum Sfeik Tumah, Rishus HaYachid. After all, both stories are Rishus HaYachid. You went into Rishus HaYachid. You don't know if it was Tameh or Tahar. You're Tameh, Sfeik Tumah, Rishus HaYachid. Says the Ravid, Tahar. Why are you Tahar? Because he says, Shemelo Nechnas Klal, the Safek Rishus HaRabim. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, Shachanos Rishus HaYachid says the Ravid Tahar. Why? Says Safek Rishus HaRabim, who? Ki Ulai Lo Nichnas Klal. Rishus HaYachid She'atomavo. Tomavo. Right? Interesting machlokas. You went into Rishus HaYachid. You went from the street into one of two houses. And one was Tomei, one wasn't. You definitely went into Rishus HaYachid. But you don't know if you went into this house or that house. The Rambam says you went to Rishus HaYachid, Safek Rishus HaYachid. The Rambam says, what do you mean? You don't know if you ever went into the Rishus HaYachid. Big dog, you went to Rishus HaYachid. Just was a big Rishus HaYachid, and you don't know what part you went to. That is, you're in the Rishus with your Chokzak Makom Tumah. It says, right, but here you're not Chokzak Makom Tumah, to use the Lashon of Tosfos. You don't know if you ever went into the Rishus HaYachid that the Tumah is in. Unlike Bikka, where you definitely went to the Rishus HaYachid. Unlike Bikka, where definitely entered the Rishus HaYachid Shatoma Ba. In Bikka, you went into Rishus HaYachid, the Tumah there. It's all one big Rishus. But over here, you don't even know if you went into the Makom HaTumah. You were in the street. You don't know if you were in a Makom HaTumah to Tumah. So I think that's the point. The Ravid would be saying, no, even the Chachamim maybe have to be in the place of the Tumah. They just think the Bikka is one place. But if you don't know which door you went into, you don't know if you ever left the street and went into a Makom Yachid where the Tumah was. Well, the Rambam would say, no. We don't care if you're in the same place as the Tumah or not. We just care if the Safek occurred with Shnei Yachid and Shnei Rabin. Here you went into a store, you were Safek with store, a store is with Shnei Yachid, and you are Tumah. So this could be a very sodistic question about, I think this is the biggest question, or at least maybe it's an interesting question to me about Safek and Shnei Yachid. Is the difference between Shnei Yachid and Shnei Rabin all about the practical effect on the Rambam, so the Torah gave you a kula, or the Chacham gave you a kula, or is it about being in a makom shehuchzak batumah? And maybe that makom shehuchzak batumah has to be Rishus HaYachid. Okay, and that's really going to Suffolk Bia. Maybe Suffolk Bia, as every religion says, you're not in the Makom HaToma. You're not served to the Makom HaToma. And what the Chum say back, either they say we don't care, that's not a requirement at all, or they say we do care. Just a Bika is one Makom, or two Nafkaminas. What if there's two Bikas next to each other? Or, you have to know how to define a Bika, let's assume we can. Or what if there's two houses open onto a street, and I went into one house and I didn't know which house I went into? Then the Ravitz may go, because I don't know if I ever went to a Rosh HaYachid Shatoma B'socha. And the Rambam is Machre, it could be Nafkaminas with this Hakira. Okay, we didn't get a chance to tie this back into Maseches P'sachim. We have a little more to do Maseches P'sachim before we get to the next Mishnah. I see our attendance is starting to dwindle towards the end of this man. We don't necessarily have to care. Okay, here's the problem. I apologize for being late. The last day's man is Wednesday, and the first day's man is Tuesday. That means you don't get a shear day on either end. You don't get a shear day on either end, and I do want to move ahead a little. So I would like to have shear either the last day of this month or the first day of next month. Or neither. Anyway, okay. Just raise your hand. Who can make it to shear this Wednesday at the end of morning Seder? Who can't make it to shear Wednesday? Shout if you can't make it to shear on Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, no one shouts. Okay, Rabosai, then we're going to have one more shear. I really want to speed and get to the Mishnah so that we can have a nice breaking part for Minas Manami, even though I know that's a lot from here. So we're going to try and speed and get to the Mishnah, even if we have to just summarize, by Wednesday, 11:30. So let's Wednesday, 11:30. We'll end this man with a bang, and then we'll pick up. Amir Tzoshem, the first shear will be Thursday, 5 days after the end of Pesach. Yes, so it's going to be instead of the Q&A. I spoke to Ryan. Okay, have a great day. What? No, we're at least going to speak to the next mission. Whether we get to Rechanina Skana Kohenim, I think let's say no at this point. What I'd like to do is by the end of this month get up to Rechanina Skana Kohenim, but we're not going to be able to learn Rechanina Skana Kohenim. Okay, that'll be your, that's a good Pesach assignment. Learn Rav Chanina Skana Kohenim. Okay, if you want to learn it over Pesach, Rav Chanina Skana Kohenim, at the end of the parak, then I'll try to be mashlim the rest of it.